Thank you, Nate. Open your Bibles here tonight to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. And this psalm here is a good short psalm for us as God's people. And it's a very encouraging psalm. It's a very very unique psalm. There's something unique about this psalm that none of the other psalms have. And the title is a Psalm of Thanksgiving or Praise there, a Psalm of Thanksgiving. And that the title above that is something that's unique to this one psalm here, although there's many psalms that cover that topic, but this one's dedicated to being a thankful and praising believer. Verse 1 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations." Let's pray here tonight. Dear Lord, thank you for what we'll look at here tonight. Thank you for your word, which is truth. And Father, we thank thee that we can be a thankful and praising people. And Lord, as this short psalm here encourages toward that, I pray as we look at it tonight, we might find some encouragement and strength and joy in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, this psalm here, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." You know, God is wanting his people to praise him. Now, give me some reasons why we can praise the Lord. Why can we be thankful to God? Give me a reason.
For what he did for us.
Okay, what did he do for us?
He died on the cross.
Is that something to be thankful for? You know, if you were to start counting your blessings and to be thankful, and just to think that God spared not his own son, but gave him up for us freely for us all, that we might through him have eternal life. Okay, we can be thankful for the cross. What else can we be thankful for as God's people?
His continuing presence.
His presence that goes with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He holds us in the hollow of what? His hand. He holds us there. We can be thankful for the cross. His presence goes with us. What else can we be thankful for? His promises, and they're new every morning. His faithfulness is new every morning. His promises that, now, his promises, do they diminish with the years in their effectiveness? No. They're just as true today as they were 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago or 2,000. They're just as true and trustworthy. Okay, so we got the cross, we got his presence, we got his promises. What else can we be thankful for here tonight?
We're going to be with him.
Okay, we're going to be with him. Now, we're going to be with him. Should that make us thankful to God? Because guess what, in this world, one day God's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Okay? Is that going to be a great day when we're in heaven and the righteous are there and we shall shine as brightness of the firmaments in Daniel, as it talks about? You know, just that we're going to be with him forever. Now, verse 1, and we could go on and on here all night, all the things. Make a joyful noise. Okay, we should shout unto God. We should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, have you ever been to a professional football game, and the fans are just cheering and going crazy for their team? You know what I'm talking about? You know, they just, you know. Now, this thing that they're carrying down the field, it's just about so long, it's like pigskin, and they get so excited when it goes over a little white line, okay? Do you get that? You get where I'm going here? How about the God of all creation that has sent his son to die on the cross, that his promises, his presence goes with us, he's given us a home in heaven? Should that make us shout? That should make us shout. And make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's all inclusive. All ye lands, from the east to the west to the north to the south, everyone that knows God should be praising and thanking him. And because of all these things that he has done unto us, as we ought to give thanks to him, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Now, the attitude of our hearts. Now, if we are a blessed people, shouldn't that blessedness come out of us in some kind of way. Do you know what I'm saying? The blessing of knowing God, serve the Lord with gladness. What God has did for us, what God has done for us, we should have a certain gratefulness, a certain thankfulness. What's on the inside should become the outside. In the sense, if we're joyful on the inside, we should be joyful on the outside. And because of the blessing he's given to us, the attitude of our hearts, that gladness, that countenance on our face should show the joy of the Lord that's in our heart. Come before his presence with singing. Now, do people sing because they're happy, or are they happy because they sing? Both. Think both? Okay. Is singing have a place in the heart of the Christian? Should you sing and make melody unto the Lord in your hearts? We certainly should. Now, okay, our minds are amazing things that God's created. If you're filling your mind with songs and hymns of praise to God and thankfulness, how much doubt, despair, despondency can Satan pour into there if your mind is full of the goodness of God? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like if you just have nothing rumbling around in your mind, Satan can put all kinds of discouraging thoughts. But if you fill your heart and mind that you're singing unto the Lord, it's going to change your attitude. It's going to change your actions. It's going to change your countenance. Because a joyful noise unto the Lord, singing is powerful. And we can do that as believers. So we're making a joyful noise, we're praising God, we're serving the Lord because he first loved us, we love him back. Know ye the Lord, he is who? In verse 3, know the Lord, he is what? God. How many gods are there? One God. We're not God. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what some people say. There's only one God, and he is God. Now, because he's God, it is he that has what? Made us. Does God ever make a mistake? If he never makes a mistake, we're not a mistake. God has a plan and purpose for each. It's he that made us. Now, because he made us, what does that give to us? It gives us purpose. It gives us a destiny. It gives us a desire to know him. Because it is he that has made us. He's created us for his glory and his honor. Not we ourselves. That humility, recognizing who God is. Now, when people are humble, they make God big. When people are proud, they make themselves big. They make themselves big, God little. But when you're humble, you make God big and you make yourself little. It's not ourselves. He that's made us. We are his what? Verse 3. His people, the sheep of his pasture. Does he call a sheep by name? He does. He knows every one of his sheep by name. He calls us. We belong to him. And because of knowing and that we are his people, that he is our good shepherd that goes before his for his people, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Would the world be a better place if people put verse 4 into their lives day by day? Would the world be a better place? Now, a contentful and grateful and thankful believer is a breath of fresh air in this world. If you met people that are grateful and content and blessed and giving God thanks, that's a breath of fresh air in this world. There's so many ungrateful people. There's so many people that don't give thanks to God. There's so many people that don't honor God, and they don't have a good attitude. They're not thankful. And they feel life is whatever. They just don't have a good attitude in life. They're not thankful. They're ungrateful. And verse 5, the Lord is good. Now, is the Lord good yesterday? Yes, he is. Is he good today? Yes, he is. Is he good tomorrow? Yes, he is. The Lord is good. Past, present, he's always good. You know, if you meditate on these things, on thanksgiving, the goodness of God, the Lord is a good God. So what does that mean if he's good? What does that mean to me? God is a good God. So what is the implication of that? If he's good, then what does that mean for you and for me? If he's good, a good God.
means he'll treat us good.
He'll treat us good, absolutely. All things work together for what? Good. And so if God is good, now, we have an enemy, Satan. We have an adversary, Satan. He wants to kill and maim and destroy. But I know because God is my shepherd, I know because God is my creator, I know because God is all wise, he made the heavens, earth, and sea, and I know God's character doesn't change. The Lord is good. And I know ultimately whatever happens in my life is for my good and his glory because God is good and I can trust him. In our political world in America today, there's a lot of things I don't like going on, a lot of things. But I do know this, God is sovereign and he's going to work it together for good according to his purposes. Because the Lord is good, he's moving everything for his glory and his honor. And as believers in Christ, we can trust him. His mercy is everlasting. How long is everlasting? It means without what? End. It's never going to end. His mercy. Now, I don't know about you, but I need mercy. Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. And I need the mercy of God. And even though I may get off the pathway sometimes of righteousness, God's mercy is there when we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. This little short psalm here, it's for the saints of God years ago. It's for the saints of God today. It's for the saints of God that are here in this present world to Christ comes back, his truth endureth to all generation. His truth is not going to diminish with age. It's not going to diminish, although the sins of man prevail in this world. He's going to ultimately, his truth endures to all generations. It's for all of us. So, what can we do? Make what? A joyful noise. Serve who? The Lord. Know ye the Lord, that we're knowing the things that we know, we think about these things. It is God that has made us. Enter where? Into his gates with what attitude? Thanksgiving. Bless his name. Be thankful for him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. This psalm is only 5 verses long, but I guarantee you, if you did those things day in and day out, the joy of the Lord would be your strength and the blessings of God would be with you because the attitudes we have in our heart will just bring forth the blessings of God upon us as we praise his holy name. Well, let's give thanks here tonight. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this short psalm. I thank you, Lord, for the truth of it. And Lord, I thank you that as believers that we can shout unto the Lord the praises of our God for all that you've done for us. Lord, thank you for being faithful to us. And Lord, may we serve you day and night. Lord, we can never repay you, but we can serve you, God, and give our time, our talents, our treasures, our testimonies, and our temples to thee, God, because you are our great God and Savior. Lord, help us to know that you are the true God. And through your Son, Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. And Lord, thank you that we can know you. And that, Lord, you've made us and created us with purpose and destiny, Lord. And Father, may we enter into your gates with thanksgiving, God. May that be a thankful heart to thank you day and night for all the blessings we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And Father, we know you're good, and we're thankful that we serve a good God. So, Lord, for your mercy that's everlasting, for your truth and endureth to all generations. We're very thankful as your people. So bless us, Lord. May this attitude and these actions be in our lives to bring forth glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.